just get into a study right now, and I record this too. So today is June 7th, yes, San Diego, California, at the Point Loma Assembly, yes. And we are going to study about expecting or faith. And why we believe God is because God is faithful. This song today, it's a wonderful song here. Yeah, God is faithful. Our God is wonderful. He is the living God. He is the Almighty God who moves before us. He is for us, not against us. And He loves us. And He so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son. Complete sacrifice. Our sins are washed away, finished. And we were healed. And God is faithful. And so we can have hope, expectation. And we need to have that expectation mind, okay, believing or mind towards God and His promise. And if we do not have expectation, things don't happen. If you don't, in other words, if you don't believe or expect, you don't receive. So we want to believe, expect, and so that we can receive. God has given us promises, many, many promises. Promise for us to live victorious life. God's word says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So we need to expect, move towards that direction. And that means we need to say, we need to speak out. Speak to ourselves, speak to others what God says. And this hymn is tremendous. Because we can say what God says. And in the chorus section says, God is faithful to His word. God is able to deliver. Okay, those who need deliverance, God is able. Absolute. 1000% guaranteed. Okay? Absolutely able. So we can expect, we can get our minds moving towards that. Then you're going to start receiving, manifesting that promise. God is my strength. So we need to say, God is my strength. In Psalms and hymns, David, okay, he was inspired to speak out. And that was song also. Songs means it's not that one time saying, but it became songs. And they sang. And tremendous words he uttered. And that is truth. True. Okay? It says, God is my strength. Many times he said that. My joy. It looks like him. Is this a hymn or? I don't know. It sounds like, you know, like Psalms type of words here. My joy and song. See, if when we begin to say what God's word says, negative things go away. The world gives us many negative things for us to think, and we can worry, get anxious, anxiety, and we can get uptight, depressed. Oh, life is really terrible. Look at that. Okay, my circumstances. Okay, my situation. Wow. Okay, when we look at the world and start to speak, respond to those things, and then we become unhappy. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to go to that direction. That's a road to unhappyville. We want to go to happyville. In this Tucson meeting, I used this, you know, town, name of towns. Okay, one road to unhappyville, one is to happy and joyousville. Okay, something like that. So it really happens. Okay, so therefore we need to be very careful. Careful what we say. We want to say what God has promised, what He has given to us, what He wants us to say. We want to say that. And life changes. Because God is faithful. He is living God. He is not means not here. Okay, God is not here. There is no God. Because we don't see Him. That's not the truth. He is here. He created heavens and earth. He is with us just now. Right now He is with us. And He is the Almighty God. And He says, there's nothing impossible with me. Come to me. He has joy that we go to Him and speak to Him. We speak directly and look only to Him. Here, a loving God is He. I will, see, we need to do it with our own free will. I will bring my thoughts to His word. I will seek the will of my Father. My sufficiency for eternity, my God alone will be. Oh, then we are happy. No. Okay, thank you, God. Wonderful day. We will look at Psalm 62. We want to speak out the truth. And we become happy, joyous, and we act on that truth. And we become really happy, blessed. Because we are really blessed people. God says that in Ephesians, blessed be the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We have everything. And we want to focus on that and not focus on the world around us and start saying what we see. But we see what God has accomplished for us in Christ. And we say it, then it's going to come to pass. And here, 62 verse 1 says, truly my soul, wait upon God. Or maybe this way, He's speaking to Himself. Truly, my soul, wait upon God. From Him comes my salvation. See, from Him comes our deliverance. Not any other places. If we are searching for any other places, then that's a wrong place. We go to Him. He is the living God. He is able. And it is His joy to help us, to deliver us from any situation. No situation is greater than God. And verse 2 says, He only is my rock and my salvation. This is David. He was inspired to speak this. And then became songs. See, He, God only, is my rock and my salvation. My defense, I shall not be greatly moved. And then we'll go to verse 5. It says, my soul, so talking to yourself, my soul, me. Okay, Sangha, you wait only upon God. The best bet. That's the best place. For my expectation is from Him. No other place. We don't have to go to here, there. Go directly to Him, and you get your things. And verse 6, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Verse 7, in God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So, good direction. He is the living God and He is really able to get our jobs done. And we will go to Mark now. Jesus Christ taught. Okay, before going to Mark, we'll go to John chapter 11. We will see how Jesus Christ, our Lord, prayed to the Father. And 11, let me see. And verse 41. This is just before He raised Lazarus from the dead. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. So, He prayed. We pray when we say to the Father, I know You hear. You have heard me. Confidently. And I knew, He says, I knew, past tense, that Thou hearest me always. See, we can do the same. Jesus said, the works that I do, shall He do also. That's very big confidence from Jesus Christ. He says, very, very, I say unto you, truly, truly, I say unto you, the works that I do, those who believe on me, the works that I do, shall He do also. And greater work than these shall He do, because I go unto the Father. And we want to develop this speech. The same way Jesus spoke, the same way we do. We are confident. Jesus Christ is confident in our ability today that you can do. And Mark, Jesus Christ teaches about how to believe. He spoke to the fig tree, and that fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter, this is 11:21. Mark 11:21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou curtest is withered away. So he was surprised. Just in the morning, Jesus spoke to a tree. And then later, he found out that tree was withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, and he could say to us today, if he's here, he says, have faith in God. Have confidence in God. Jesus Christ demonstrates confidence. He knew that God is faithful. What he promised, he is able also to perform. He cannot fail us. What he promised, it's absolutely come to pass. Therefore, we can have expectation. Okay, we can expect no other things but what God says. And you are the winner. Regardless of circumstances, whatever the circumstances could be, you look only to God through His promise. So he begins this teaching by, have confidence in God. Great God. He created the heavens and earth. He is mighty God. We have his testimonies, many, many testimonies written. And so we can have confidence in him. And then he says, verse 23, for verily, means truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, if anybody, this law works for anybody, shall say unto this mountain, that's the literal mountain in Jerusalem area, that area, so he's pointing to that, this mountain, be thou removed. You're saying, okay, you be removed. And be thou cast into the sea. There was a sea of Galilee. Cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. So it's a great teaching here, Jesus Christ's teaching, about the law of believing. You say and believe it, expect it. Believe means you expect that it's going to happen, really happen. Then you will have whatsoever you say. We don't want to get to the negative side. But we want to go get to the, tap into the positive side. Circumstances will help you to say and believe negative side. See, devil cannot do anything to us. Satan cannot do anything to us unless with our own free will agree with what he shows us. Okay? He cannot do anything unless we, with our free will, agree with the circumstances and say, begin to say. And then one day you believe, then Satan says, well, it's nothing to do with me. Because it's law. So you got it. God wants us to say his promises because it's faithful. That's truth. That is truth. You may have something negative. But you don't have to say. Remember Abraham? That time he was Abram. He considered not. He was very old now, then. His wife Sarah, Mrs. Sarah, was also very old. She was barren when she was young. Then she was old, very, very old and barren. That stayed the same. God's promise was that you are going to be father of many nations. That's the promise. And he didn't say, consider, not. That's what it says in Romans. He did not consider. He did not start to have conversation with that circumstances, that situation, that doctor's report. Oh, yeah. Doctor, you're right. Oh. And believe, but negative side. Okay? God said, you don't have to do this. He didn't consider, but he was strong in faith. God's word says he was not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He looked to God and he just starts saying what God says. Okay? We can't tap in. We want to tap in. We want to manifest what God has given to us. We have it. Now we want to manifest that. So this is great law. Because whatsoever you say and believe, that's what you're going to get. Whatsoever you say. If I say it's not possible, then that's right. Okay, that's going to be right for us, for me. But we begin to say what God says. We begin to say, like for example, in our country, we begin to say God's word over the world. Word over the world. So, grows. God is faithful. And he can give increase. He wants to give us increase. Jesus Christ said, harvest is plenty. Laborers are few. So you pray. Pray for more laborers. So how do we say? What are we expecting? How are we getting our mind moving towards? If we say, well, harvest is nobody. Very few hungry people around. No. Okay, that's not the right direction. Harvest is great. There are many, many people who are hungry and thirsting for truth. You say it. And many who need deliverance from you. Many. And you say that. You are the light of this world. So this is tremendous law. And here, verse 24, therefore, I say unto you, Jesus says, what things soever you desire. So, you desire God's promises. We need to desire God's promises. Because if you don't desire, then this will not happen. Okay, it's not going to happen unless we get that desire in our heart. If you don't put the desire in our heart and we just be stationary, stational, it's not moving, just sitting and flowing down the river, just going along, then you will just go down. So, another thing is upward calling, high calling. Okay, we have high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Upward calling. We see it, desire it, then that's going to happen. It's God's law. We start to get these things to our lips and mouth and say, this is not magic. This is law. Law, gravity. It's law. We don't want to be ignorant of this truth. See, God has set this wonderful truth. And God has blessed us. Everything. You are complete. Completely and completely and complete in Christ. You are complete. You are holy. You are without blame. You are lovely. You are acceptable. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens. We say these things. Whatsoever you desire, you need to say. You need to expect. And here, whatsoever you desire, verse 24. When you pray, believe. Okay, so synonym. Expect. That's what it means. Okay? Believe means what? Expect. Get your mind, okay, assured of that you know that, yes, I am expecting, and I'm expecting for something very sure. That you receive them. Why? Because God is faithful. God is able and God is faithful. So when you pray, we expect that that's going to happen. That's all. Okay? When we are praying, and you have something you desire, so you pray. We are talking to God, our Father. Then we are expecting and we are knowing that it's going to happen. That's all. Not difficult. We begin to expect that what you're praying is going to happen. And God's word says, and you shall have them. You shall, absolutely. This is the law. And in Hebrews 11:1, so we need to take advantage of these things. See, God says, okay, I'm here. So please you begin coming to me and expect. Anything whatsoever you desire. We should stretch out and go for it. Stretch out and go for it. And here, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So something you are hoping, okay? Faith is something that we know that it's going to happen. We know that it's going to happen. And hope for the evidence of things not seen. So it's not yet here in your hand. Something's not here yet. It's not here yet. So if you have not seen it, still, oh, that's fine. Okay? For example, healing. Okay, I have not seen it yet. God's faithful word says that by His stripes you were healed. So you are, it's not come into your hand yet. So I am now expecting with assurance, because God said it, assurance that I'm going to manifest. So it's quite okay that it's not there yet, okay? It's not that, okay, I received, so I believe. Faith is something which is, you haven't got it in your hand, but you are absolutely sure, because this is what God said, so I am now getting my mind moving towards that. And we will go back to Romans chapter 4, because here God's word explains this law very, very well. How to get to receiving. Here we are moving towards that direction, and how we can keep ourselves strong and not weak. 4:18, who against hope, this was against hope, against expectation, believed in hope. This is talking about Abraham, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And verse 19, and being not weak, it didn't say being weak in faith. We remove this not and we will read. You know, wherever not, like neither, we remove, and then we will learn how to be weak in faith and how to have unbelief. So we will remove not and then we will read. And being weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. And also the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered at the promise of God through unbelief. So up to there. So this is how we can become weak in faith. Just consider. Just talk about it. Yes, I have this pain. Oh, I don't think I have healing. I have received healing. See, this is the report. And talk to the neighbor. You know, see? And neighbor will say, yes, yes, you must do this. But don't do that. Then that's the way to unhappy view. All right? Very, very depressed, unhappy. So not to get there, then we will read as it is. And being not weak in faith, verse 19, he considered not. That means it was happening. Reality was that it was happening. That he was old. Sarah, Mrs. Sarah here. Good morning, Sarah. How are you? Okay. Didn't sound fantastic. Young and barren, and now old and barren. So, that didn't sound good here. But however, Abraham, he considered not. Okay, it pain was there, disease was there. Just the example, or we facing the problem. Big, big problem. Depression. Okay. Things are not working out good. Okay, reality was there. It was real. And God says, don't consider. Remember Peter and the disciples on a boat one night, and Jesus was walking on water. And they were surprised. Oh, ghost. And Jesus said, no, no, it's me. It's me, Jesus. And then Peter said, if it's you, then call me to come. Then Jesus said, come. Just come. One word. He didn't say that, you know, first you have to pray, you have to do this, you have to do that, and then you better really watch out the first step. What angle to land. But Jesus said, come. Okay, reality was, that's water. Okay, reality. So we can learn from this. Reality. I mean, this was real, real. But he didn't consider that. But while not considering, what was he doing? He focused on Jesus Christ and that he really had confidence. Okay, he had confidence what he said is the real. That's the point, okay? He really had confidence that what Jesus said was right. Just like God's promise. Okay, God's promise. What God said is right. We are sure. We know His word is faithful. God is faithful. Just as Jesus spoke to Peter. Come, and his mind was, he had confidence in his voice, his word. And when he stepped, he was not thinking the pain and all these circumstances. Reality was that there was water below his feet. So here, consider not. God said, that's how you do it. Everybody else will say, no, no, it is there. You have this. But God's word show us. In Romans, here's Romans, the foundational doctrine. It teaches us how to believe. Here says that, consider not. Okay. Consider not his own body now dead. Reality was, he says, dead. As far as reproduction was concerned, zero. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness, it says deadness, dead two times, dead, dead, no chance of Sarah's womb. But Abraham didn't consider. He staggered not at the promise of God. God's promise. God's promise is absolute. He cannot fail us. He can never fail us, forsake us. And he didn't. So he didn't stagger. Not at the promise of God through unbelief. And comes this word, but the other way, okay? Set in contrast to previous, whatever said, but was strong in faith. So it's possible to be strong in faith. And it is possible to be weak in faith. The root. God shows us these. This is how you go to this town and to this town. So he was strong in faith. How? Giving glory to God. He looked to God and his promise. He focused just as Peter when he stepped out on water. He was focusing, trusting. He was absolutely confident that that's going to happen. So, he was fully, okay, and so giving glory to God, right? Glory to God. God is able. Our God is living God. And He is with us. He is our Father. And He says grace to you. grace, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is will cover it. So have confidence. Move your mind to expect. Expect big. And so what happens? Verse 21, and being fully persuaded. Then he was able to get to the place that being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he, God, was able also to perform. God was able. God is able. God was able. God is able. Our God is able to bring to pass. And he desired for us to go to him. Like today, right now, go to him with your desire. Whatsoever you desire. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. Believe. Expect. Expect. Okay, it's not happening, but expect that it's going to happen. Then you're going to see. And there was a man in Old Testament. He had confidence in God. Here, Jesus spoke about this mountain. And some people say, oh, that's a figure of speech. How can that's possible? But he said, Jesus said, whosoever shall say to this mountain. And in Joshua, Old Testament, Joshua 10, verse 12. See, now we need to expect and speak what God's word says. Speak out what he says, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of situation we are in. We speak out what he says. Joshua had confidence in God. In verse 12, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said, okay, God will say that whosoever shall say, believe, expect that is going to happen, then you're going to get what you say. So he said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. What happens, verse 13? And the sun stood still. Bigger than the mountain. This mountain. This is bigger. Sun is bigger than that. Moon, he just got two things. He didn't just stop at, okay, one. Okay, so, and then sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon the enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. See, our God is able. We need to see God big. Our God is able. He is for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Have confidence in God. Expect and expect. Okay, expect the promise of God for you. And go boldly. We have access. God says that we have access to the Father. That's why Jesus Christ was sacrificed. So that we can go to the Father, not just God to us. He is not Jehovah, our God only, but he is our Father, Daddy. So we can have confidence. We have more confidence than any people in any other administrations. We have confidence. We can have confidence, boldness. Because the Almighty God, He is our Father. And we can go to Him, speak to Him, whatsoever you want. You write it. See, need to do that. Take advantage. God says, take advantage of what I have made available. Don't you be same as anybody else, other people who doesn't have the Spirit of God, who are not saved. You are super conquerors. You are to triumph all the time. We always, He, God calls us, always calls us to triumph. We need to take advantage of what God has done. And He wants us to do this. So we need to go to Him. Daily go to Him. Moment by moment, go to Him. Speak to Him. He is our Father. He is for us. He wants to take us. Upward calling, high calling. This is a high calling, not ordinary calling, not normal calling. You are not living like anybody else, average people. God says you are called and to live very happy life, satisfying life. It is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what we have. Body of Christ, who are seated at the right hand of God. That's where we are. We are not looking up, but we are looking down. That's our confession. We need to confess, speak out. Speak out what God's word says. Then it becomes real, right? We need to remind ourselves and speak out. Declare. David declared the wonderful works of God. He says, I will declare all the wonderful works of God. That keeps us fit, hot, excited, and it works. Signs, wonders, miracles happen. By speaking out, we believe, therefore we speak. There's power. God says there's power. And Romans 10. Do not talk yourself out of great benefits that God has given to us. Romans chapter 10. We need to talk ourselves into the grace and the rest. We are in rest. We enter into His rest. See, it is finished. We sat. We are seated, sat. We entered. We have already entered into God's grace. Let Him do the job for us. Let God move for us. Not that we move and do hard work. We trust God, look to God, and let Him do. Let Him move forward so that its life is easy, simple. He says, my God shall supply all your need. Be anxious for nothing, anything. God says, don't worry about anything. There got to be reason. He said, don't worry about anything. But, by prayer, tell me, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. He says, say thanks first. Let your request be made known. This is the life to which He called us. It's not struggling life. It's very simple life. Easy. God is for us. He is our Father. And He's saying grace to you. Not works to you. Please work, 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 work. No. Grace to you. And peace. He says peace. Why? Because grace. He's doing, going to do for us. He has done for us. He's doing for us. He shall do for us. So it's grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in Romans 10, after we get born again, verse 9, we get born again. We here also we say, right? If thou shalt say, confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. We said one day that Jesus, you are my Lord, Master. I serve you. So we need to continue that. It should not be that we live unto ourselves, serving ourselves, but live unto Him who died for us. Okay, we now begin to live unto Him because we said, Jesus, you are my Master. And shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shall be saved. So, entrance into this wholeness, completeness, eternal life, we entered just by doing this. And next step, once we are saved, what are we going to do? Verse 10, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness. Now we are going to believe unto righteousness. We have not manifested 100% of righteousness. So God says, you believe unto. Okay? We don't have it, but He says, believe unto. It's okay that you are not manifesting. God says, you can relax. That you are not manifesting the completeness, perfection right away. So you believe unto. And with the mouth, confession, you say, is made unto salvation. You say, you speak the wholeness. You speak unto. You have not manifested it yet, but God said you say it anyway. Okay, this is how we are going to manifest evidence. We consider not what we have right now, physically, in our physical reality. We don't confess that. Okay, then we'll go to unhappy will. So, we confess unto wholeness. Then we are going to manifest. Okay? And we need to get expectation. As we expect, that's what we're going to get. This is great, great truth that Jesus taught. And we need to speak what God says. Okay? Then we are going to manifest what you say. Have confidence in God. Our God is the living and true God. God is light. In Him is no darkness at all. Go to Him boldly. Today we make decision to go to Him. Only to Him. Just as written in the psalm we read at the beginning. That only from you. He is my rock. He is my strength. He will never fail you. So, I began with this one. God is faithful. Flesh is weak, but God is a fountain. God's great love will never fail. I will turn to God, my Father. He will help me to prevail. And the chorus, God is faithful to His word. God is able to deliver. God is able to deliver. So, we are not hopeless. Very, very hopeful. But I don't know, hope is used as biblically or not. We are expecting. Full of expectation. You are delivered. Okay? God says, you are delivered. So that's your confession. Thank you, God. You have delivered me. Thank you, God. You have heard my prayer. Thank you, God, that this desire of mine is achieved. You have given to me. You have given me that desire of my heart. And I joy and rejoice because you are my God. You are my Father. And this way we give other people, okay, world, the hope from you. Others will come to know this great salvation. Those who are in darkness, those who are in great trouble. All over the world, there are many who need deliverance. And God wants all men to be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of truth. And He has equipped all of us with His sufficiency, His ability. And you can do. You are the one to reach out and give deliverance. So thank you very much, and God bless you tonight.